Maybelline partnership with Dylan Mulvaney leads to calls for boycott. By Nick Gilbertson on April 26, 2023. Many social media users are calling for a boycott of the makeup company Maybelline due to its partnership with Dylan Mulvaney last month. Mulvaney, a transgender who is also at the center of the Bud Light boycott, posted a video on March 13 of himself applying makeup, stating he was getting glam with the hashtag Maybelline partner. The video centered around his 365th day of being a girl. Maybelline reposted the clip to its Instagram account on March 15, writing, "Maybelline glam all day, every day. So proud to be part of it." Dylan Mulvaney's incredible journey as she celebrated 365 days of being a girl on Monday. "Thanks for letting us be part of your special day. Love ya." The post added. The video has gained substantial attention on social media in recent days, with many stating they would boycott Maybelline. The hashtag boycott Maybelline trended for a time on Tuesday, The Daily Wire noted. "Maybe he's born with it, maybe it's Maybelline," tweeted Oli London. "The new face of Maybelline, ladies." Psychologist Jordan B. Peterson tweeted. "Obviously time to welcome at Maybelline to the boycott club along with at Disney, at Nike, at Budweiser." Conservative lawyer Jenna Ellis took a jab at both Bud Light and Maybelline. One woman tweeted that she would be discarding her Maybelline products after using the brand for 40 years. She included the hashtag boycott Maybelline. "Okay, at Maybelline looks like you want to be recognized. Real ladies, you know what to do. Hashtag boycott Maybelline, hashtag go woke, go broke," wrote another user. The calls to boycott come as Bud Light sales have dwindled by 17% since advertising with Mulvaney, as Breitbart News reported. The sales drop means that Anheuser-Busch, the Belgium-based brewer, is selling 5 bottles of beer for every 6 bottles it sold before it advertised with a self-proclaimed transgender man who displays himself as a giddy young girl. The latest sales data from Nielsen IQ and Thump Williams Consulting shows that Bud Light sales fell 17% in dollars, while volume dropped a whopping 21% in the week ended April 15, the New York Post reported on April 24. Moreover, two Bud Light executives have also reportedly taken leaves of absence in the wake of the boycott.